Tonight on the FX cable network, Eddie Izzard and Minnie Driver star in a new drama series called The Riches. They play Mr. and Mrs. Rich, a wealthy couple in a gated community. More accurately, they play a couple playing Mr. and Mrs. Rich. TV critic David Bianculli has a review and an explanation.
The Riches starts out one way, and you think you know where it's going. Wayne Malloy, played by Eddie Izzard, is a con man. Actually, he's a modern Louisiana gypsy, part of a nomadic clan known as Travelers. Like his fellow gypsies, Wayne and his three kids cruise the South in a giant, beat-up mobile home, picking out ripe targets for fast cons, pickpocketing scams, and other petty crimes of opportunity. His wife Dahlia, played by Minnie Driver, would be in on the cons too, but she's a con herself. She's just about to be released after 2 years in prison. The Riches starts off with dad and kids invading a high school reunion. The kids pick pockets and empty purses, while dad, pretending to be one of the graduates, takes over the festivities the way Vince Vaughn did in The Wedding Crashers. Then everyone reunites with mom, and that's what The Riches seems to be about. A family of con artists trying to be honest with one another while taking advantage of everyone around them. Except that in this new inventive series from playwright Dimitri Lipkin, a sudden tragedy alters everything. Two wealthy people, the Riches, die suddenly in a remote auto accident, and Wayne and Dahlia are there to hide their deaths and adopt their identities. Before you know it, Wayne and Dahlia claim to be Doug and Shireen and move into the couple's brand new home in a lavish gated neighborhood. You have to suspend a lot of disbelief to buy the premise. You have to accept, for example, that the Riches bought this mini mansion over the internet and that no one in the neighborhood has set eyes on them. And that Doug Rich and his wife moved to town not because of a new job, but just because of a pre-scheduled job interview with a major law firm. But it's easy to go with the flow, because Eddie Izzard, as Wayne pretending to be Doug, is such a confident confidence man that he seduces the viewer as quickly as he seduces his marks. The first day in his new home and his new identity, he accepts a neighborly invitation to join a golf foursome, where he meets up with a super wealthy, super aggressive loudmouth named Hugh Panetta, played by Greg Henry. Hugh, thinking Doug to be the new lawyer in town, takes his best shot. Then Wayne, as Doug, takes one of the drivers from Doug's golf bag and takes his own best shot, right off the first tee.
I don't know you, do I? Oh, I'm with, you mean old Sand Trap here?
Doug, meet Hugh Panetta, biggest ass east of the Mississippi.
You flatter me, Jim. How's that 30 handicap coming along? So what do you do when you're not pissing on my golf course, Doug?
I'm a lawyer, Hugh.
Liar, huh?
A lawyer.
Now, what I just said? Where'd you go to law school?
Georgetown, class of 88. Summa cum later, Hugh.
Well, it's a small world. Bill's a liar. Raymond's a liar. I hear liars pull it left. How do you pull it, Doug?
I'm not your average liar, Hugh.
Oh, here we go.
Eddie Izzard, a former stand-up comic, is all energy all the time here. He's like Robert Preston in The Music Man, and just as fast and loose with the truth. And Minnie Driver, as Dahlia, dives into her role completely. In tonight's pilot, she spends most of the hour looking about as bad as an actress can look, totally in keeping with her character's status as a recent ex-con with a drug problem. But by episode 3, in her attempt to pull off the biggest con of her life, Dahlia metamorphoses into an absolute beauty. That con, of course, is to hit the biggest score of all by going straight. The three kids enroll in school, dad tries to find a job, and all of them try to hide from the new head of the gypsy clan, who's after them for a very good reason. I have no idea what led the folks at FX to consider casting two British actors as Louisiana gypsies, but Izzard and Driver succeed very nicely. Driver's accent, in particular, is just right. Whenever one of these two is on screen, The Riches is enjoyable. When both of them share the screen and take on one another in passion or anger, it's absolutely incendiary. Up to this point, the best FX drama series have been built around flawed characters in noble professions. A rogue cop in The Shield, opportunistic surgeons in Nip Tuck, a self-destructive firefighter in Rescue Me. With the riches, the central characters are just as flawed, but they're no heroes. Yet they're so smooth and gutsy, you end up rooting for them anyway.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.